Sometimes when I get drunk, I want to have a fight. Like, I'm not one of those guys who's trying to start a fight with people, you know? Like, when you're at a party and you're like, hey, man, what's up? And they're like, what's up? What's up with you? You think just instant aggression with their friends and everything? Nah, not like that. Like, I'm like, if somebody started a fight with me, that would be really fucking cool. Hello and welcome to the show. I am Lauren. This is the Lorgo Joko podcast. First episode, figure do some hello, nice to meet ya. I got a couple of stuff, we're just gonna have fun. I picked some nice calming wallpaper. I came from the woods. I like it. It's very homey. It's very comforting. It's hard to see. There's a babbling brook. I think the water detail is kind of missed on the wallpaper. But this is pretty much where I grew up here. Backyard vibes for sure. I used to play a game. We don't have a cliff here at all. But I used to play a game where we would go to my backyard. And there was a creek. Or like a small river. Or a creek. All of those probably have their own meaning. It's not a river. I think a creek is a real word. Because a creek is even bigger. But I digress. It was a creek. So that means it's like a 4 foot wide, 1 foot deep, sometimes like 3 or 4 foot deep, flowing water. And so in the backyard, it had eroded a hill over thousands of years, I assume. But so so there's a hill and then it went straight down. So you go up a hill a little bit. You're like, oh, this is normal woods. And it's literally like in Alone or survival shows where there's just a cliff out of nowhere. But it was like 20 or 30 feet down, and there was like the slightest incline, so it wasn't like a cliff where it was straight down. So anyway, it looked a lot like this, but there was a giant cliff on one side, and we would play a game where we would slide down it on our feet, and then you'd pick up a lot of speed. And there were roots that would stick out. And so I don't know if it happened organically or if somebody got hurt or something initially. Or I don't know. But so what you would do is when you would slide down, you'd hit one of those. And you'd just jump. You'd jump forward. You'd jump off of it. And I like to think we were doing flips, but I don't think so. I think it was just jumping. And so you jump up in the air. Oh, yeah, yeah. You try to jump straight up in the air. Because then you would, like, carry your momentum a little. And you'd be able to, like, drop in again. And that, yeah, that was really fun. literally never got hurt at all. But so, when you live in Endor. No, it's not Endor. What the fuck? Dagobah? When you live in Dagobah, you do weird shit like that. So, I like the wallpaper. And then a lot of the art I did. And I think the desks look nice set up like this. But yeah, that's the set. That's what I got going here. But what have I been up to? I've been doing some stuff. Since the new year or whatever, We kind of started our New Year's resolutions like way before the new year. A couple of months, it was like you ramp up to it. You don't, I think that's probably why most people stop doing their New Year's resolution, because this is New Year's and it's like, okay, you're doing that thing. And so like it's a whole new habit. You're trying to get it all right away and you fucking can't do it. It's like trying to go like straight into like football as like a senior and you've never done sports. So they're just gonna be like, oh yeah, we got practice two times a day, every day. And you're like, what the fuck? And you just can't keep up. So yeah, it's probably better that we did it that way. So like yeah, a couple months we just started doing getting out more. Ever since quarantine, it's been like just like video games and TV, you know? Quarantine was really comfortable. It's hard to let go of that. But yeah, we've been doing better. I went to a comedy show for the first time. Well, we went to our actual first comedy show in November. That was awesome. We went to see the Killers of Kill Tony thing. So that was like the week before my birthday, so we did like a whole birthday thing. And yeah, we've gone out and like partied like once in like 7 years. Like real party. Whiles before that we went to a local club and got fucking drunk and danced and partied. But then in November would have been like the second time really that we went out like that. Fuck. I gotta interrupt one more time and say, we do like just go to Applebee's and get fucked up, get pretty drunk, and then hang out with the bartender and eat burgers or whatever, but that's hardly the same thing at all. No, we went to see the Killers of Kill Tony, and so I was like, it was a month or two before that where I was like, I don't understand. I've never tried to do anything comedically. Like every time, like I got into streaming and I got into miniature painting. I'm still into miniature painting, but yeah, no, I'm not really into the idea of streaming like necessarily. But both times I just kind of like did it. And I didn't even think about like trying to do it with some comedy intertwined with it, which is really weird. That probably would have made the whole thing more enjoyable, 'cause with both of those I got like a month in and I was like, this isn't even fun. Like I'd be annoyed. Well, mini painting was fun for a while. It just didn't pay enough and I needed money. But with the streaming, I was like, it's not, I wouldn't, you'd have to, I would have to get paid a lot to do this because I don't want to do it anymore. So, like, it's good that the people who do it get paid a lot because I don't know. Video games, it's like, as soon as I had to play them, I was like, now I just want to play another game and I don't want to have to fucking, you realize you'd like need to be isolated? It's not, I don't know. I don't even play like that. I like to just play for a couple hours or whatever. But so I didn't enjoy it, but I also didn't try to be funny while I was doing it necessarily. Like I could have done that and I didn't. So fucking way off subject. I wanted to do something involving comedy and I wanted to get into it. So the fucking Killers of Kill Tony was coming into town. So there's like, I was like, there's no way we're not doing it. I'm buying myself these tickets to go for my birthday. Or whoever paid for it. I think she paid for them, yeah. But I was like, that's what I want, and that's what I'm doing it. I gotta do it. So I got we did that. And then I wanted to see who I can meet at the end of the show because, you know. You gotta, and I was gonna try to hang out because I know that people usually go out and party and shit. And I was like, at the very least, if I could fucking hang out, that'd be so dope. But I don't know. I feel like they just didn't go out because I talked to Hans Kim at the end of the show. I got a picture with him. It was fucking. If you're ever in a crowd of people waiting to meet somebody, it's not the worst thing to be the last person in line. Because literally that's what happened, is everybody went over there and it was this big ass crowd and I was like drunk. I was pretty drunk at that point because we did other shit beforehand. But I was like, I can't even tell who's been here. So I'm just waiting for it to feel like I'm supposed to get my picture taken. And so everybody was gone. Everybody got their picture taken, said some shit, and walked away. And so by the time I took my picture with Hans, he was going to go somewhere. And so like I don't think I followed him awkwardly because he was like saying something and I was listening, you know? I don't know. I was drunk. I could have been being very weird, but I was like, "Oh yeah, fucking, I don't know what I said." But he was like, "Yeah, a couple of the guys were talking about going to Mojo's as a place across the street." And I was like, "Oh hell yeah, that's awesome." Fucking timing, asshole. Yeah, he was like, the guys were talking about going to a place called Mojo's. And I was like, I know where that is. That's awesome. Hopefully I'll see you there. And he was like, yeah, I'm sure we're going. And so, yeah, so we went to Mojo's. They didn't show up. They didn't go. We had a drink, danced our asses off, met some fucking cool people. People are really nice in that place. Man, what did the. There's just this weird random group of people, and they just kept interacting with us. I can't remember a single fucking thing they said. Somebody was like, I like your jacket or your shirt or something. And he was dressed like, he was dressed. What?
A dapper young boy.
Was he dapper?
He was dapper as hell.
You're talking about the guy that was sitting at the table?
Yeah, kept complimenting you.
Yeah, was he? He might have been hitting on me.
Yeah, I think so.
In hindsight, it was probably had motives behind it. And there's somebody else who was wearing like bright colors.
Same guy.
Same guy. It was dapper with bright colors.
Yeah, fancy.
Yeah, he looked crazy good. Expensive ass outfit. And yeah, he just kept fucking complimenting me, and I was dressed normally, I think. I had dress pants on. I was all right. Yeah, I was pretty dressed up. He was definitely more dressed up. I was dressed normally. I had dress pants on and a dress shirt with like a nice fancy jacket. I look like we look like we went downtown, New York. With like money, and we're doing shopping. That's how we look. Like an early 2000s fucking rom-com couple. But yeah. So that was fun. They had a good DJ, and then nobody came. We were there for a while. The constant fucking plague of just being a cigarette smoker, honestly, not to fucking victimize myself there, but so we went out to go smoke a cigarette, and then across the street and down the road a little bit, there's a hotel called the Amway, and so there's heaters, so we went all the way over there to smoke, and we met this random ass guy. He walked by, and he was like, what the fuck is this, Harry Potter? And we just looked, because I was in a pretty good mood. Sometimes when I get drunk, I want to have a fight. Like, I'm not one of those guys who's trying to start a fight with people, you know? Like, when you're at a party and you're like, hey man, what's up? And they're like, what's up with you? You think, just instant aggression with their friends and everything? Nah, not like that, like, I'm like, if somebody started a fight with me, that would be really fucking cool. Like, I would be super down if somebody wanted to get in a fight. It's very different. Trust me. But so it didn't come off aggressive to me. So I was like, I don't know what the fuck I said. I was like, yeah, I'm Harry Potter. Or we were like, what? Harry Potter? But Alex was wearing a fucking trench coat and I'm wearing like a black dress jacket. We looked like we were from Harry Potter. So I think that was part of the reason why it was just funny. And so we just laughed and we were like, what? And the guy was like, you guys look like you're in Harry Potter. And he was wearing was he wearing a silly hat? Mm-hmm. He was wearing one of those silly hats. Was it called a beret?
Yeah, like a beret.
Yeah, he was wearing a beret and an actual dinner jacket.
A peacoat.
Yeah, he was wearing a peacoat. And then maybe just a t-shirt under that and shorts. And mind you, it's fucking November in Michigan. So it's fucking like maybe 20 degrees in November, maybe 30. It was fucking cold. And so he pulls out a cigarette. We start smoking cigarettes. And he's like, oh, no, I'm just playing around. What are you guys doing down here? What are you up to tonight? And we were like, oh, we just seen a comedy show. He was like, Killers to Kill Tony? I was like, yeah. And so he was there too, apparently. And so in hindsight, this guy was fucking mad. Because I'm pretty sure he was telling us that he was getting like yelled at or something. Yeah, so the Killers to Kill Tony, they were not doing like liberal jokes. They were not doing progressive PC jokes. And so somebody, it was like sexism of all the, you know, like off-color things that they were making jokes about. But it was like, yeah, sexism. And so like every time they would tell the joke, the guy we were talking to would laugh his ass off. And then some chick and her boyfriend behind him were like, I can't believe you're laughing at it. This isn't funny. And they were like booing and shit. So he's like starting, he's getting into shit with them. I can't remember the level of involvement that he had. He might have been yelling at him to shut up, or he might have just been telling us that they were fucking stupid and needed to shut up. But so, he tells us that story. And then we start talking about like politics or some shit.
Yeah,
flip flops.
Yeah. He was wearing flip flops.
He was also wearing flip flops.
Got kicked out of Mojo's.
Yeah, that was one of the things he said. We were talking politics or something first, right?
No.
We were talking probably about Kill Tony for a minute. Naturally. Given the context. And then Mojo's came up because he was like, where are you guys, where are you drinking or whatever? And we're like, oh, we just popped out of Mojo's for a cigarette. And he's like, oh, really? Fuck them, they just kicked me out. And we're like, oh, really? Because he didn't seem very drunk, but in hindsight, the Harry Potter comment, the loudness with that, and just the general loudness and like it's just an energy. Like, alcohol is full of fucking sugar, so you get an energy when you're drunk. So he had a lot of energy. I'm pretty sure he was pretty damn drunk, but at the time he didn't seem hardly that drunk, like a drink or two in on a grown man. So we were like, that's crazy, what did you do? And he was like, I just ordered a drink and they brought me a water. And I was like, what's this for? Or he's like, what's this for? And they told him, like, you're cut off. You've had too much. He said he didn't do anything. I don't know. He might have had an altercation in the fucking comedy venue. So who knows? People like to leave out things. So, but according to him, he's this drunk, not doing anything wrong. And they kicked him out. But so, I don't know. We just liked the fucking guy. And he was like, I want to buy you guys a drink. That's why I wanted to know what we were talking about, because he was like, you guys are cool. I like you guys. I want to buy you a drink. And so we fucking, we went over to this place and, story's fucking long. This is hardly the most important thing. We went over to another place and we did tequila shots, and Alex could not do her tequila shot. She literally did a sip and she was like, I'm good. So I did two tequila shots. All of this to say that we told ourselves and each other that we were going to go and do things and meet people and like try to watch and be part of comedy, try to do it. And we went fucking hard the first time we actually went out. Yeah, we went super fucking hard, and we went out to get French fries and had a drink, and then we went to go get like more food, but then ended up literally just getting more drinks. I had a $35 Jack and Coke. It was pretty damn good. I've never done that. I don't think I, yeah, there's not a reason to do that all the time, but it was good. It was better than a Jack and Coke. It wasn't a Jack and Coke. It was like Monkey Shoulder whiskey and then Coke. So it was a higher quality than Jack and Coke. Anyways. And then we drank at, I had an actual Jack and Coke at the venue. And then we drank, and then we drank, and drank, and drank, and drank. So that wasn't really the goal was, or the the New Year's resolution wasn't really to drink more, but it is kind of just a symptom of what we were trying to do, which is to go out. And so another part of that resolution for me was I wanted to do comedy. So that's what the podcast is about. So I can just get like comfortable and fucking more familiar with like my own flavor of comedy. Like everything about comedy is like you gotta be yourself, and like that's the one thing that's gonna make you funny is like your story and your self. And so like some of what that answer is pretty easy. Like what is the fuck is it from? There's some film or a movie where they're like, who are you? And they're like, oh, I'm, you know, Mike Johnson, realtor. And they're like, no, that's your name and your profession. Who are you? And he's like, oh, well, I like these hobbies and I like my car. And he's like, no, those are your interests. Who are you? So that's kind of like where I'm at. I can list everything about me. So I'm just trying to figure out the other part, because that is the thing, apparently. And then I'm writing comedy. I have like a 5 minutes, maybe 5 minutes, depending on how slow I tell it, I guess, about gay mom stuff. So that's pretty cool. I gotta do it in front of the actual mirror. Like I've said it out loud to myself a couple times, but I gotta do that more. Every time I do, I change it a bunch and it gets a lot better. I have to actually get in contact with the MC from the actual local comedy place. So yeah, Killers to Kill Tony was just in like a venue. But further, the next step that we did of getting out more often and seeing people and getting into the comedy scene is we went to our actual local, the biggest local comedy shop, stop, store, bar thing, which is just it's not Dr. Grins, that's,
I don't need to be specific about the name.
I wanted to be able to say it, but yeah, and it's in a really cool local bar. We went there. The MC is actually apparently somebody Alex went to school with. So that kind of works out. But he said that even the signups right now were all the way in like March or something crazy like that. But I need to actually contact him because I already kind of have 3 minutes together right now that I just need to work on. And that's like months away. So that should absolutely be plenty of time to clean it up and get it figured out. So yeah, I'm doing the shit. I want to do it faster. Every time I get to something, I'm like, oh man, it took that long to do it. Like I recorded last week. And there was like 3 different days where I was like, yeah, I should record that day. And different shit came up. And it was like, oh, I literally can't. Or like, now I'm fucking tired. Or whatever. I'm not the most energetic guy right now, but I was fucking dead last night. So that just wouldn't have been good. But we're finally doing it. So that's good. Yeah, a few days ago at work, my legs started hurting. And I've blown out my back a million times, so I figured it's probably just like a pulled muscle, kind of the same level of an injury. just like something temporary. You just kind of rest a little bit and work off. And then I got like a little rash, and I was like, oh, that's weird. Maybe those pants were dirty or something. And then it got a little worse, so I went to the doctor. And they were like, you have shingles. Which is weird because I'm not 50. And that's what they said too. They were like, that's pretty weird that you got this. But apparently shingles is just the chicken pox stored in your spine. Which I thought that was just acid that did that. But apparently, yeah. That's a thing. And so it blows ass, comes just out of nowhere. I think also pulling my back, whatever the real medical term for blowing your back out is, that's a sexual term. I hurt my back a lot of times because I've always worked like physical jobs. But so I think that fucking played a part in it. I probably pulled my back for like the umpteenth time and whatever little chickenpox juice pops out, fucking shingles. And yeah, it's not just rashes, it's literally the pain, the muscle pain I was starting to feel is like, oh yeah, you get some rashes and they're gross, and then also you get super fucking strong pains in your muscles and joints for like wherever it goes, whatever vertebrae it's stored in. When it pops out, it affects like a specific fucking path on your body. There's a whole diagram, but yeah, so for the last few days I've been fucking, my leg kills, and the rashes are sensitive. They're not fun. And it's not on the front of my leg, it's on the back of my leg. So sitting hurts and standing hurts. And so yesterday I put the shit off. I was supposed to record yesterday, and I put it off so I could do something else. Just like rest in the morning. And then resting went way too long. But it still just fucking hurts. So I was like just sitting there in pain all day. And then I was exhausted. So we didn't record. So today it had to happen. So we're doing it. I'm a little high from the antivirals. I'm also a little high from weed. Oh, that's a fun story. I got weed delivered for the first time today. That was an experience. I felt like,
modern woman.
A modern woman? No. I felt like I ordered something off, like, rich guy dark web. Like, you order it, and it's illegal. And so they can't, you know, it's got to be on the hush hush. And so he comes in, he pops the trunk. I watched it all. He pops the trunk, he pulls out a fucking briefcase. He walks up, he's 6 foot tall. He has a hat and science glasses on. And when he knocks and I open the door, he has the briefcase like this. and a bag. He's created a table, and he's like, "Hello, whatever the fuck." And then he's like, I need your ID." And so I give him that, and he runs it through his computer phone, and then he's like, "Your total is 104." I hand him the cash. There's a tip in there. And then a sign on the phone. And then he puts the money in the briefcase and he walks away. It doesn't sound as crazy. You had to see the outfit and the face. It was an experience for me. It's still weird as fuck that I can even go to the store and buy weed. And it's just like, yeah, everyone in the neighborhood knows what this place is. It says it on the sign. And we just... But when you go to jail for weed, especially, I think it's probably a little weirder for me and people who have gone to jail for weed than it is for people who just had to be secretive about it. Because you got to be secretive about, like, your kinks. So everybody's used to that. You can't, you know, everybody does something they can't tell their friends and family about. But when you go to jail and you're like, oh, this is a big deal, and the government hates me for doing this, so I have to, like, be weary. That's a whole thing that I haven't felt. I mean, yeah, no. It's a whole thing I haven't felt. Because I've gone to jail, I wasn't going to stop smoking weed. But every time I'd have weed in the car, or even not weed in the car, it took a long time. Of me just, like, every time you're out in public, it's like, okay, we might get gotten today. They're going to get us. We got to be fucking on guard. Watch out. Watch over there. Don't drive weird. Nobody hit that joint until we get on the highway. And now, literally, you just walk downtown and you're smoking a joint. And you walk by a cop and nothing happens. You go to a fucking dispensary and you get weed. And then fucking today, a guy brings it to you. That's crazy. It's a smart city. We live in a smart city over here. If you can get your weed delivered to you, you live in a smart city. You don't need anything beyond that. That's excessive. Amazon's delivering my coffee. What else more do you need? How much lazier can you get? Oh, yeah, dude, when we were going to the, not the Kill Tony show, the open mic, when we went, there was a homeless guy heating up a spoon. I'd never seen that in real life. But as we were walking by, the bouncer, like, came out, and he started talking to him. I couldn't hear. I think we might have already been drunk. No, that was a different day, totally sober, but I didn't really hear what they were saying at first until we were, like, going in between them, and the guy was just like, the bouncer just sparks up a cigarette. I don't remember exactly what he says, but he's like, "Haha, yeah, man, me too." And I realized they were just talking, like, "Hey, just to let you know, it's your first day working here. If you go out to smoke a cigarette, there's going to be Gun 3 out there heating up a spoon. He's a cool guy. Don't worry about him." I mean, yeah, if he is, that makes sense. But that's just weird. I've never seen anything like that before. I've seen homeless people. I've been to Grand Rapids, but not with a spoon. He had a lot of fucking device. I think it's because it was windy and cold. But yeah, he had a device. That's not safe, Gun 3. You can't. It was like duct tape dome over the spoon. I don't know what that was. I didn't do those kinds of drugs growing up, so I don't know what he was doing. But it was just so crazy to me that he's heating up the spoon. I was like, that's what that is. I couldn't be misconstruing this. And then the bouncer's just like, giggle, giggle, talking to him. I didn't know this was Portland, Oregon. Oh, finally watched Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, which is apparently like 5 years old. I'm terrible at watching movies. I'm terrible at watching movies. I don't want to like miss anything, but then I just don't watch it. But so I literally just see clips on the internet and I'm like, oh man, this movie looks good. And so I didn't know it was directed by Quentin Tarantino like before I watched it. But it was really funny to watch a movie and not knowing it was directed by Quentin Tarantino, because the whole time, like, the music playing and like the dramatic shots, and then it was just very clearly a Quentin Tarantino movie. And the whole time I'm like thinking to myself, I'm like, this is a Quentin Tarantino movie? And I don't know why I didn't just actually think, oh, this is a Quentin Tarantino movie. I didn't know that. It was like just the story was just different enough, I guess, from like a classic progression. Or maybe I was just fucking stoned and dumb. But I didn't realize for a minute, and I was just thinking, like, man, this seems like a Quentin Tarantino movie. Lo and behold, it is. But I literally, the only thing I had seen of that movie before I seen the movie was the fucking fight scene where Brad Pitt's tripping on acid. I had no idea he was tripping on acid for that fight scene. It was just the funniest, most badass fight scene I've ever seen in my life. And so I was like, I gotta see this movie. And then, yeah, he's on a bunch of fucking acid and he does all that. That's impossible. Have you ever done acid, Quentin? Have you done? Yeah, I know you've done acid. Oh my God. Nobody in the world. I don't believe it. Army veteran, Green Beret, fucking Chuck Norris, Chuck Liddell. I don't care who you are. You're not, he smoked. It was like a cigarette dipped in acid. A hit of acid is like a eyedropper of acid. And I've done like 5, and it's crazy. That would be like, I don't know, maybe smoking doesn't hit you as hard. I doubt it. I doubt it, but that seems amazing. He just fucking chucks the dog food right in that chick's face. Oh God, yeah, dude. He's like, oh, the one with the little face. That shit's hilarious, dude. That's the funniest thing I've ever seen. So the movie was crazy. It was all about they were supposed to be, I swear they're supposed to be like the Mansons or something. One of those kinds of people. It was based off a true story, I think. And it might not have been the Mansons, but that shit was nuts. We also seen Alien Romulus, I need to go to the theaters, but I got enough bad hobbies, expensive hobbies and shit I spend money on. So we just waited. Finally watched Alien Romulus. It was pretty good. The timeline, though, like, that whole franchise is amazing. It's crazy. You just watch Alien 1. It's like, yeah, there's a monster. It's an alien. It's terrifying. Oh, look at... Oh, it goes in your face. It's gross. Awesome. And then 2... Just do it again, I think. I think that's when the kids are involved. And then 3 is that weird all-gay prison with, she's pregnant. Is she a clone of herself in that movie? Or is that the 4th one? So just at 3, it gets a little confusing. She's pregnant. I don't remember how she gets pregnant. She might be a clone of herself in 3. If not 4, she's definitely a clone of herself. And then we do Prometheus. It goes crazy so fast. It's pretty, so it's really fun to see how from the first one they find the damn thing and they're like, this is a problem. And then in the second one, they're like, this thing is important. I'm pretty sure it's right in the second one. Yeah, because... Yeah, I think that's what they're doing already in the second one. And then you get to Prometheus, and it's like, it's a whole thing. This whole company now is just obsessed with that one thing. But then, yeah, you get all the way to Romulus, and they're going back to the ship. Like, their ship just comes into that planet's orbit. I swear to God, Prometheus has to be... canonically, Prometheus is after 1, 2, and 3. Or is it... Oh, fuck me, dude. That's what I'm saying. The timeline's confusing. It's like they were inspired by Star Wars and they wanted to one-up them, because I can't remember how anything happens. And then... fucking... Yeah, I'm pretty sure... I'm fucked up on the timeline, but I'm pretty sure Prometheus and it's like Prometheus and it's like sister movie, the one that went with it, you know, the most directly. I think those happen before 1, 2, and 3. And then Romulus has to happen after 1, 2, and 3. Or somewhere in the middle, I guess, because they have their fucking ship. And Rook is there. And then that's a weird thing to do with the whole, with that actor. They did it in The Hobbit 2. I don't know how I feel about that, but it looked like shit in Romulus. Like, this movie was made last year, I think. And the CGI for that guy's face was really bad. Like, they could have even chose to be like, oh, he's a robot and he's all damaged. So, like, what if, like, his jaw was, like, broken or something so that it would cut. They didn't do that. No, he was supposed to talk just fine. His face was supposed to work, but it didn't. It looked bad. It looked really bad. Like fucking, what's that movie, the naked guy movie from like 2009, The Viking, what the fuck is it called? But that movie looked better, and it was made like 20 years before it. So that was disappointing, because we had to see him talk like a whole bunch of times and look really crappy. But the alien's really cool. After I like accepted that the whole thing with Alien is that Weyland Industries just wants to keep the alien safe and use it for science. Like, that's a cool story arc. So I was cool with that. And it, like, the fucking alien from, I want to say 3, it might be 4, but with the weird nose, like human skeleton cartilage nose thing, that thing was just weird looking, but it was cool that the concept was cool, the idea, but that thing was weird. It had titties. But this human hybrid one, it was fucking terrifying, honestly. And I seen shit that it's like, yeah, this actor is the body model for the monster, and is like a cool actor. I'm pretty sure, if I'm remembering correctly, I've seen him in a bunch of other stuff. He works in Hollywood, but I hated watching it, because I'm like, this guy's fucking gross. And it's like largely the lengthiness, and like his hips are like offset. It's his body. So I was just like, this is terrible. I'm just fucking terrified of what is honestly about 30% of just this human dude's body. Like, 30% of what was gross and terrifying is just how that guy's built. Like, the weird, gross organelles and shit is definitely more gross and terrifying. But his body is crazy. But it was really cool. It was really... I didn't like the fucking... I don't know why she needed to have like weird goo coming out of what I assume is her tit. That was a weird moment they could have just skipped. Because a lot of animals eat like the parent or whatever, mostly insects. And he just ended up eating her, I think. And it wasn't even in her booby. So it wasn't even necessary. And it was really gross. I hated that. There was a lot of weird moments in the movie not to like, but the movie was great. Okay, so that's, I think this is a good time to roll the first clip. I got a couple of clips for this episode. Just some stuff, you know, scrolling around. Thought it was funny. Yeah, everything's been super political, so I was like, let's find some funny little clips to to watch. So yeah, here's the first one.
Evel Knievel, baby! Cool Jump 2019!
I love the level of like innocent fun, like the non-dangerous level of it. It's so funny that it's just the most basic, like the joke is not dangerous, right? And then he just fucking still gets hurt. Like, I've got, oh man, yeah, I've gotten, I've fucked some people up on a bicycle doing big ass jumps before. This one time, so before I lived out in the forest, I lived in a little picturesque town. So every day we'd like go riding bicycles for hours at end. We'd ride bikes, we'd ride around town, you know, go pick each other up and stuff. It was like classic, like, 60s or whatever the fuck time where there's always like a house with like 16 bicycles in it, or in the front yard. And so this one thing we would do is over by these apartments, there was like a big old ditch, and then it came up real high on the other side. It was very nice and like, and then it came back down again, and so there's like a whole nice perfect, like, you could ride and then you get a little dip for some speed and then you hit the jump, big long jump, so you could come back down the other side and then bounce, you know, a little, you get a little jump on that second one. And so yeah, it was a really well organized system for a bunch of kids. You go one by one, you'd come back over from the side, you know, away from where everybody jumped. And it was like, there's a couple spots, so you could have a couple kids going at a time, or whatever. One time I go, and I'm booking, and I hit the jump hard, like I'm gonna come down at like the end of the landing ramp part. And I go up hard as fuck, and I look down, and there's literally like, a 9-year-old girl on her bicycle, and she's coming up the ramp. She's doing what everybody knows you're not supposed to do. And so she's like, I didn't know what to so I kicked the bike out. I was able to kick the bike out away from her so she didn't get hit by a bicycle in the face, but I landed on her 100%, landed right on her. And like, by the time I was like, got the dirt out of my scrapes and whatever, got my bike and got back up, her dad was already over there and he was trying to yell at people. And yeah, so I totally understand, just trying to have some innocent little fun, just riding around and just having a laugh, having fun with your friends, and just fucking somebody gets wrecked. That is, it's a really funny thing to happen. I really enjoy that. Because, I mean, it sucks. It's a stupid, shitty thing, but it's funny as hell. Because, like, my brothers, they would do shit where it was like, let's do something that'll definitely hurt us, but, like, act like it's not definitely gonna hurt us. Because, like, we grew up on Jackass, and they were very inspired by Jackass. They made their own organization called DABS, which was before DABS, actually. Like, maybe in California they were doing DABS, but that whole system was not available to the public yet. But it stood for dumbass bullshit, and that's exactly what they would do. Like, my brother cut out the letters DABS and stapled them to his chest, or they wrapped my stepbrother up in toilet paper and caught him on fire. It's always, but even then, and I bet Steve-O and the Jackass crew, they might agree, but even when you're actually doing stuff where it's like, yeah, we're probably gonna get hurt. We're gonna get hurt a little bit, but like, we'll be fine and it'll be funny. But we're not really gonna get that hurt. It's always the things where you're extra sure, like, this is just whatever. Like, when we caught my brother Justin on fire, he was fine. I don't think there were even like burn marks. I think maybe some hair, but like, he wasn't seeing people in public anyway, so it didn't really matter. But the first thing they did, where somebody got, this isn't I'll just go in canonetic order, actually. So the first thing, when somebody got really fucked up, is we lived in a little town, but we still had like that classic, like, 50, 100, 200, a little bit of woods, like a strip of woods behind the neighborhood. And so we had a trampoline, and they pushed it all the way to the back of the yard, right against where the, like, long grass bushes and little trees started. And, you know, they just would jump on the trampoline and then jump into the woods. Because, that's fine, right? Like, it was, at the time, it seemed like, yeah, no, the trees, they'll catch you. You can, sticks are dangerous. You can get stabbed by sticks. There's rocks. Like, they genuinely just fucking launched themselves out into the woods and just landed on whatever. It's so ridiculous. My fucking down the steep hill story from the beginning of the podcast, that was totally fine. Nothing bad ever happened. I'm still convinced to this day that was a safe bet. That was fine. Nobody was gonna get hurt. But yeah, luckily no one did then. But in hindsight, the jumping into the woods thing, there was never an ounce of logic to that. There was never a reason to think like, yeah, and this will be fine. And they weren't even videotaping it. It wasn't even part of DABS, I think. This was before they started doing that. This was before they even tried. This is before they had the voice recorder, because we were so poor. We didn't have a camera for the longest time, and they were doing this shit with a voice recorder, just getting the audio for stunts. What the fuck were they gonna do with it? I don't know. But they, yeah. So they were jumping into the woods, and one day, on that fateful day, my brother, who's like 300 pounds, jumps in, and he goes through all the bush and all the sticks and all the trees, and he lands on a cement post with a piece of iron sticking out of it, like a support beam or some shit for what would have been a house. And yeah, he pretty much impales himself in the back. He's fine. I don't even know if he went to the hospital, but that happened. And again, he didn't catch himself on fire. That's obvious. You think fire, you're going to get really hurt. This stunt is going too far. And maybe I was a dumb adolescent, but with the woods, it's like this has some air of safety to it. You're probably going to get hurt, but you're not going to die. But he came like 2 inches away from being paralyzed from the waist down for the rest of his life. And then the next stunt where somebody got fucked up, our like family friend Warren, who was around honestly as much as any of my brothers were, so like my half-brother Warren, he snowboarded off of our single-story house roof onto a hill that was like a landing ramp that was built for him, but he fucked it up. And he, like, broke his leg or his hip or his collarbone, maybe? I think it was his collarbone. It was one of the ones where you're like, that's fucked. That's a shitty break. Yeah, and that one especially didn't seem like it should have been a problem. It was just, like, going down a hill, but there's a little gap in the hill. And we snowboarded all the time, but I don't know how he pulled that one off. But he fucked his collarbone up. So that's why I like that clip. It was just classic family fun and get fucked up. So the next little spot I wanted to do was like about like nerdy shit coming out, little things I'm hyped about, or just video game news. I liked G3 a lot growing up. And Attack of the Show. Attack of the Show is not the show about video games. That was like a American version of a Japanese game show. But they had a show, I think it was just E3. Yeah, E3 on G4. They really fucked with us on that one. But they just talked about video games, and I really liked that. So I wanted to do just like the stuff that has been interesting to me. So the whole Elon Musk on Path of Exiles 2 thing, that was really, that was funny. It seems the Elon's Maps thing. So for anybody, let's do this. Yeah. For anybody who doesn't know, Elon Musk for like a year or more, maybe for an amount of time, Elon Musk has been rated in like the top 10 or like 50 or 5, some impressive ranking in Diablo 4 and just his account. And there's like videos even of him playing and just kicking ass and being really good at the game. I think there's videos. I guess I don't really know. But so that's been a thing for a while. But then recently, I follow him on Twitter, and he tweets constantly, but I hadn't really seen him say anything about Path of Exile 2. Like, when this came out, I thought they were talking about Diablo 4 until I read otherwise. But apparently, he has a really, like, super beefed up, badass end game, like, ridiculous levels, ridiculously good equipment. The whole game, we'll get to that in a second. Just to a point, his account and his character is to a point that the like Path of Exile to community was like analyzing it and just doing the very easy, you know, math of his career and how much he tweets, and like he was in California, and like he's a busy motherfucker, And so they're saying, like, he really would have to be playing, like, 18 hours a day, like, every day, fucking every day, forever, since the game came out, to have all the shit he has and be where he is. And then they were, like, analyzing his stream. And so he's, like, at one point he's trying to click something on the map that he, like, hadn't unlocked or, like, discovered. You know video games. It'll show you a little thing on the map, but you haven't discovered it or been there, so you can't click on it and do anything. And so he just keeps clicking it. He just clicks it, and he's talking and click, and it's not doing anything. And so it seems like he doesn't know how the map works. And then he has a tab in, like, one of his menus, and it says Elon's Maps, which everybody was talking about, saying, like, they're not even called maps in Path of Exiles 2. They're called, like, gateways or something like that. I don't... but, like, when you play video games, you kind of, like, get your own... I'm not saying I'm, like, picking, sticking up and saying this is all horseshit rumors. I just play devil's advocate. I just like to pick apart everything anybody says. But, like, when you play video games, you play, you know, the games you play, and you put the amount of time that you put into each of them. Like, I don't know shit about Diablo 4, but maybe whatever the context of maps in that menu is what it's called in Diablo 4. Like, if it's keyboard maps or whatever. Which, that's a universal term. I don't know why they would think. Anyways. Yeah, that wouldn't be too weird. And then they were like, and it's called Elon's Maps. Like, it has to be specified that they're his. And I'm like, again, he's, like, older. That isn't... That wouldn't be the weirdest thing. People call, you know, like a wife would call a husband's, like, football team, like, oh, that's Martin's Lions out there, you know, Martin's Lions game. He loves the Lions. That's his Lions. The weird thing that people do, and that's an older person thing. And maybe he talks in the third person. He's obviously weird as fuck. He's a weird guy. But the watching him play and the, like, actually play, watching him actually play, there's a thing where he, like, just ignores really rare, valuable items while he's doing, like, a dungeon or whatever. And then he's clicking the thing on the map. So I like those kinds of games. And I played Path of Exile 1. And it was really fun. So I was like, you know what? This is great advertising. You got me. I got Path of Exiles 2. Probably have like 10 hours maybe. Because I've been at home sick. So I just played it for a while the other day. And that game is confusing as shit. And so it'd be really weird for, because I figured out the map. It took me longer than any other game's map, because it's like this weird thing where you start is so far to the right, and then, like a lot of games, the map and, like, quests you're doing is, like, one menu. And so you, like, collapse the quest thing, and then you can see the map. And anyways, under that is where you start the game. Where you start the game is going to be under the quest lines. And so that took me a second to figure out why I couldn't get to the map where I needed to. And then there's waypoints. Every fucking part of the map, unless you're in, like, a dungeon, even the dungeons, they're all super big and open. They're not, like... They're not, like, aisles or roads or whatever the fuck word does it for you, where it's like, oh, if I look on the map, I'm here, and where I want to go is here. So when I go here, I just need to walk this way, and then I'll go there. It's not really like that. Like, sometimes the path is, like, over here or over there. It's generally to the same direction, but every map is, like, this huge-ass map instead of, like, whatever. So it took me a minute to try to get to the places I was going. I kept going the wrong places. But I figured that out pretty quickly. And the things in that game that are hard to figure out are the things that he had right. That's what the fuck I'm trying to say. He was running around and fighting things, and you can do that. You have your spells figured out, or somebody else figured them out for you. Easy peasy. You don't use a lot. You beef up certain ones, whatever. But to get your gear set up right is like this whole rigmarole of, like, you get weapons that can give you abilities, and then certain, like, armor pieces give you abilities. Like, I'm playing the witch, and so whatever, like, offensive attack I have is dependent on my wand that I'm holding. Like, whatever that spell is the wand. And then, so it's not an ability I have, it's the wand. So I switch to a different wand, can't do that spell anymore, have to switch back. And then I use, like, a chime or something, and that keeps, that allows me to have skeleton spawn. And so I'm trying to figure out, like, the whole thing with the witch is that they have skeleton spawn. Like, one of the main parts of that class is the minions, which is the kind of playstyle I like in those games. I play a fucking demonology warlock in World of Warcraft 3 and shit. So, I'm trying forever to figure out how do I make spells better. And every time you level up, you just get passive abilities, which is weird compared to other games. So I'm like sitting there for like 5 levels just being like, why am I just getting passive abilities? I'm doing the same shitty offensive spell. And so it's about gems, and I finally started figuring out the gems. I literally watched tutorials. So all of that is the most confusing and time consuming and hard to figure out. And that's what he had all figured out. And all the stuff that he was doing right was the easiest thing that you could kind of just go in the game and look at the screen and figure out what to do. So he very well might be fucking having somebody play his account for him. But that game is so fun, that'd be such a weird thing to do. That's the weirdest thing to do, is to have somebody play a game for you. I don't know. Maybe it's probably an end game thing. If he's doing it, it's probably an end game thing, because I've done that in World of Warcraft and like Elden Ring and shit, where what you're trying to actually do is way after the actual like story of the game. Like, you'll do the whole story, and then now to get like actually badass to beat the like dungeon bosses, now you have to just go fight the same guys over and over again. And like the different loot they will drop will have different awesomeness, is the only way I can think to say that. Like, you'll literally get, it's like the, you know, Scepter of Cathah. But, you know, the first time you kill the boss, it's like Scepter of Cathah +5 to Riz, +10 to Swagger, +3 to leg days. And then the next time you get it, it's like Scepter of Cathah, and then it's like +10 strength, +15 speed, so forth. And so you got to grind shit out and get like the best version. So I don't know, man. It would be dumb to say like, I'm so good at this game and I got the best gear and everything, and it's because you hired somebody to play a bunch of extra hours. But that's probably some shit anybody would do if they had billions of dollars. Because me, myself personally, usually when I get to that point, I just get tired of the fucking game. Like, I'm like, cool, I played the story, I built a badass character. Yeah, I could literally do it over and over again, waiting for the RNG... to give me the best, you know, type of all the gear I want, so that I can do like usually you end up being able to get all the content you need, me personally, by the time it's time to just start doing the same shit over and over again. So I don't know why you'd pay somebody to do it just so you could go do like one more boss fight or do the challenge. I don't know. It's weird. It'd be a weird thing to do. I wouldn't do it. I can hardly even keep playing the games at end game. Let's get wrapping up here. Let's do one more clip. So this one is somebody I've been a fan of for a very long time. Very underappreciated artist. Really unique, one of a kind, bringing like a fresh new like perspective to a very classic art form.
I didn't have many friends as a child, and one day my teachers took notice. They told me it would be a good idea for me to bring a pack of cards with me to school and do some tricks for my fellow students. So the next day, I took their advice. I walk into lunchroom, I go up to the popular kids and say, pick a card, any card. The most popular kid took one out. I turned my back around as he showed it to the rest of the kids. But little did I know, while my back was turned, he took the cards and began to shuffle them face up into face down. All the kids started to chuckle. I thought it was because I was funny. In reality, I was being bullied. They snickered, and I was none the wiser. I just heard shuffling and laughter. Eventually, I get back the cards. I see the scenario I have on hand. Face up, face down, face up, face down, face up, face down. It made my trick impossible. I ran away crying. I told my teachers it was all for nothing. That was 10 years ago. I'm not that little boy anymore. I am the king of ass magic. Here's what I would do now. Alucard, asshole. Woo! Yeah, baby! Whoa!
That dude is the best fucking magician in the world. He likes rope tricks way too much, but that dude's so fucking funny. He was on fucking America's Got Talent or some shit, and he did an ass magic trick, and everybody was like, fuck you. But that's the most close-minded shit, dude. Because, like, what the fuck, dude? He's so funny. Comedy and magic, that's Penn and Teller. That's like the biggest magician people in the world. You need not clean comedy in the world. Like, clean comedy is good, family friendly, that's good. But people, David Blaine pulled a fuck, he like puts blades in his body and like stabs himself with needles and hurts himself all the time. There's like mildly gory scenes in his magic tricks, and that's perfectly awesome. If David Blaine went on America's Got Talent, he'd fucking win. But you say ass magic and people lose their minds. This guy got fucked on that show, dude. Those guys missed an opportunity. They should have brought him straight to Hollywood. That's my dude, man. That's literally, that's me and my friends growing up. Ass magic. What did, Michael did so many things with his ass. If you don't play a game where you touch each other's wiener, you're not normal kids, all right? And if you, this dude would have loved wiener touching games. I didn't do magic when I was in school, or else I would have had tricks like that, because my mom gifted me, or somebody gave me, a pack of tarot cards, and me and my friends would sit around and I'd do everybody's readings. But like, it would always be like, oh, here you have the Three of Sticks, which means that you will suck three dicks. And here's the Four of Cups, which is how much many drinks it will take you to have sex with three men. And it was, yeah, that's the fucking pinnacle of family fun comedy. That guy, I'll put his, I think, if I'm not mistaken, his account should be, like, on the video clip. But you gotta fucking watch his shit, because that isn't even close to, like, the best of his shit. So, this has been long. To end the podcast, I'd like to tell you a story of my dreams lately. So the other night, I had a very interesting dream. So I was, you know how you're always in a place you know, but it's not exactly how you know it. And so I was in my childhood home, which is like a cul-de-sac type of neighborhood, beautiful little township, whatever you want to call it, suburbs, there you go. And so right across the street is neighbors. And so in the dream, at like in the nighttime, I snuck over across the street and I went to my neighbor's yard. And I brought with me all the accoutrements for like landscaping. And so I started digging a hole. And then the whole time, it goes on for a while. The whole time, I walk up and I like listen to the house. And like I'm like watching it happen. You know, those kinds of dreams. Like I'm there and I'm doing it. I'm always like kind of aware, like, okay, this is a dream. What's going on? I have a like a vague awareness of everything. You know, I'm me. This is this neighborhood. We're doing this, but it's always like watching it. So I'm watching what I'm doing. And so, yeah, I'm like creeping up to the house and I'm like, what are we doing? Are we going inside? Are we going to break into this place? But I remember I have all these shovels and like a trowel and like lumber. And so I'm like, okay, what the fuck is this? And so I start digging a hole. And then like, you know, dream time skip. Now the hole's massive. It's a massive, like, 10-by-4-foot hole in their front fucking yard. And so I start setting up, like, planks. I don't know how I'm doing it. It's a dream. It doesn't have to make sense. So I'm setting up planks, and I'm building a stair set on one side. And so from the middle of the hole, it goes up, and it's just, like, stairs into the hole. And so, like, I'm started on the next side, and I'm getting the wood in. And it was, like, at this point in the dream that I remember, like, looking over and seeing, like, some other finished product of equal randomness. I can't remember. It was, like, it was just another hole with some wood in it. Like, I had another project I did over there. So this was, like, the second time I had done this. And, so, like, yeah, I'm started on the second case, and I could hear them. They turn on their lights in their bedroom, and they're, like, watching TV first thing in the morning. And so I'm like, oh, I gotta hurry up. And so I'm laying more planks, and then I'm like, all right, I'm done. And I get up, and I can hear them starting to get dressed, so I'm like, oh, I gotta get the fuck out of here. And I look over, and I have, like, my shovel and all my tools, and there's some more wood and like a saw. I remembered the whole time, like, I can hear how loud I'm being, and it's, again, it's classic dream logic. Like, I'm like, yeah, I'm being loud, but also I know they can't hear me. And so I'm sawing wood and shit the whole time, and then I look down, and what I've built is literally just this giant ass hole, but it's stairs that go down into the hole, and then like a couple feet, and then stairs that go back out. And so I grab up my shit, and I appreciate my hard work, and I look as the lights start to flick on, and I run across the street with all my stuff, and then I just wake up. And that, I was snickering to myself all day about it. Like, yeah, dude. Like, as time has gone on, it's more and more ridiculous. But for like the first couple of hours after I woke up, I was like, that's the funniest fucking prank. Because that town has fucking rules. That town has rules. You can't have a fucking stairway to nowhere in your front yard. And so now they're gonna have to fucking fix that. It's like a fucking prank that hits like multiple times, because I swear to God, I wheeled away the dirt because there was no fucking pile of dirt. So they're gonna have to come out in the morning and be like, what the fuck is this? Who the fuck did it? And it's for no purpose. It's just a fucking double staircase to nothing. And then they're gonna have to come home from work and fill it in. But there's no extra dirt around to fill it in. So they're gonna have to go get dirt and fill it in. And then they're gonna have a patch there forever. They gotta get grass seed. No, I'm going back. That is a great prank. It makes perfect sense to me still. That's a great prank. It's much better than any pranks I ever did in real life. The only prank like that I ever did in real life was when I was in high school. That neighborhood, and then the like cute little town, that was like middle school. I lived there, and then in high school I lived in the woods, and so we would still all just hang out. I'd have friends over. It was me and my buddy Glenn and Michael, buddies. And so one day, we were probably smoking a little weed. Probably just weed. We couldn't get alcohol. Somehow that was harder to get. Smoke a little weed, and we'd go walk. Like, oftentimes we'd walk to, like, somebody's house and just kind of, like, knock on their door too late at night. Thought that was funny. Or, like, throw, you know, rocks at cars, normal shit. But one day we were walking. You just walk. It was that boring, I guess. And so we walked like 2 miles, and we got to this random house. Somebody said that it was someone's house. I don't remember who or what it was supposed to be, but it was somebody's house. And me or Glenn is like, man, I wish we would have thought about this. We should have brought some toilet paper, and we could have toilet papered this house. And my friend Michael's like, oh, man, I fucking wish you would have brought toilet paper, because I got to take a shit. And so somebody's like, what if you shit in that mailbox? Or I think it was his idea. And so he's like, I'll shit in their mailbox. And we're like, yeah, that's way fucking better than TPing. Do that. Shit in the mailbox. And so he pulls down his pants, and he can't reach the mailbox. He's got his pants down, and he's like jumping in the air, and it's not gonna work because you can't do a mid-jump shit. It doesn't work like that. That's Michael Jordan level shitting. So he's like, hold me up. Hold me up. And so we pick him up by like his knees, and we're holding him up so he can shit the fucking mailbox. And and so when you poop, usually the first thing you do is pee. And so we're fucking holding him up, and he starts pissing, and he's not holding his fucking dick. And so he starts pissing, and it's just shaking everywhere, because as soon as he starts, me and Glenn are like, what the fuck? And so we're shaking him all over, and he pisses on our shoulders. And so we fucking drop him, and he just falls on the ground, and he shits on himself. He just... he, like, shit, Rez, he was falling. Oh, my God. Oh, shit. So, yeah, we didn't even get the shit in the fucking mailbox. So, we're not very good at pranking people. We just got pissed and shit on. It's not much of a prank. Oh, my God. Yeah, so we would have been much better off just, like, digging some holes in some people's yards. Because that's innocent fun. And you don't have to get pissed or shit on. Oh, man, yeah, so that's a pretty good place to wrap it up. I hope you liked that, a little window into my life. We had some fun, couple of clips. I'll probably do some more research for the actual topics next time. I really only knew a lot about the Path of Exile thing. But, yeah, I hope you guys liked that. Thanks for watching. Any comments or suggestions would be lovely. Let me know. I'll hope to get another one of these out in like a week from now. So, thanks for watching. Peace.